You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Hello.
Welcome back.
We're happy it's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully you are too.
And Britt and I have a girls' trip hangover. And before you get any ideas, no, it's not literal. No alcohol was involved. But I would dare to say that if you had witnessed the girls' trip, like you would know that no alcohol is needed with this group.
I think people thought that we were drunk or something.
Right.
But we're
high
just
on life.
Drunk on life, yeah. Drunk on fun.
Yep.
And hanging out.
And a good time and finally letting loose.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like a little bit, we weren't saying tired, but
we're just coming down from it.
Yeah. It's the letdown. Literally.
And
you like get slapped in the face with reality when you come back from a no kids trip.
Yeah. But I'm guessing that Allison will want to lead us in our someday you'll laugh about this moment. I'm just guessing.
Did I miss my cue? Was I supposed to say it with you?
No, you didn't have to say it with me.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make it seem more,
of a moment. We had probably a million and one someday you'll laugh about this moments on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
One involved Britt. That might not show her in the best light.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. When you were like,
it's
like,
fine.
She's fine.
I'm not ashamed. I was just trying to like be, I was trying to de-escalate. Ashamed. I was like, she'll be good.
I never
she'll
said you should be ashamed. I'm just saying everyone was teasing you about it later.
Everyone, mainly you. And
Aaron was giving you crap.
Oh, I know. Well, because when, like we said from our videos, when you look at what we were trying to walk across,
yeah,
it looked very like small and not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were panicking. So I was like, she's got it. No, she's fine. And you were like telling the guy that was nearby, like, sir. And I'm like, she's fine. I didn't want people to be like, what's happening?
I was saying, sir, because I was afraid. I was climbing on this rock. There was water below. There was a guy in the water below. And I was feeling, I was losing my footing. We were hiking. We didn't even put like a preface on it. But we were hiking and I got to like a kind of a slick rock and I was really worried I was just going to slide right into him. Uh-huh. So I was saying, sir, like I was about to say, you might want to move, you know, I'm kind of going down here. And and so then my friends were like, Allison, and Britt's like, she's fine. She was trying to be encouraging.
I don't see how that's bad.
She was trying to be encouraging. I'm not mad. It was just really funny because everybody was kind of like, and Britt's like, she's good. She's got it. Tough through it. Just kidding. She didn't say that.
This is the only way she'll learn, you guys.
Yeah. If you make her really push through the hard stuff. So anyway, but no, that was not going to be my someday you'll laugh about this moment.
I didn't think so.
We decided to go to a karaoke bar.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
So fun.
And it was so fun. And we had talked about going to one. And then after dinner, you know, you kind of have the after dinner sleepies.
Yeah.
And we were kind of like, oh, I don't know. And Britt was kind of like, are we going to do karaoke, guys? Come on. Like, let's just do it. But if not, it's okay. And finally, we're like, nope, it's good. There's no cover charge at the karaoke bar. And we headed over there. And we were some of the earlier people to arrive. There was probably only like a handful of people there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we grab our waters. Anyway, when we arrived, there was like a woman singing,
mm-hmm.
probably in her 50s, would you say?
Yes.
And when you put in your karaoke request and there's a screen that pops up saying the order of like who's going to go next.
Yeah, who's on deck.
A lot of people decide to use like pseudonyms.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't. But I don't know if people want to keep some anonymity.
Yeah.
That they're moonlighting as a karaoke star. Like they don't want their work people to find out or something. Or
I get
if
it.
It's just fun.
I get it.
So this girl, her pseudonym was Frenchie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she started with a Grease number and we like missed
it.
That.
We might have.
So anyway, she was there and then a man and his pseudonym was Marty.
Mm-hmm.
And they were together. Like they're together.
Uh-huh.
They were there together. And Marty gets up and he starts to sing.
Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Go,
go, go Johnny, go, go. And good old
so
classic.
We and it's a bop.
Yeah.
So our whole group just starts dancing, like kind of with him slash around him.
Right. Five of us.
And he's loving it.
Yes.
Loving
soaking
it
in because he's probably pushing 60.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so here's a group of young gals that are willing to be his backup dancers. So he starts to like hold the mic around to everybody on the chorus. Go, go, Johnny, go.
And then go to the next person. Go. Then the next person.
Go,
yeah.
Johnny, go. And the first time around, I was a little further away. Like, I wasn't really close. But he started sticking the mic in, like, Britt's face. And then sticking the mic in her other friend's face for that part. And, like, switching and switching. And I was just kind of dancing, like, not thinking much of it.
But he skips her.
But he did skip me the first time. Well, so the second time, I'm closer in. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss my shot this time. So we get there, and I'm in the middle of us five. So two uh-huh. on each side of me. I'm smack in the middle. And he goes to the first two, and literally, like, the mic crosses in front of my face, and he goes to the next person. Like, now, I do need to say really quick, this makes it that much worse.
Her confidence was low.
Stop it. So we had been hiking that day, or no. Yes.
Yeah.
So we had gone and gotten facials that day, and I had gotten a facial and a scalp massage. So I decided not to put any makeup on. And then my hair was greasy because they like put oils in there for the scalp massage. And so mm-hmm. I just slicked it back and decided not to worry about washing it, decided mm-hmm. not to worry about makeup, threw my glasses on so I wouldn't get a squinting headache. And so I wasn't feeling my best, mm-hmm. particularly attractive that night. And I remember walking out being like, oh, well. I'm with the girls.
Yeah.
No big deal. Probably won't see anybody I know. Whatever. And so already I was kind of like feeling pretty fugly. And then we went to go into the bar and we were showing our IDs. Even though we weren't drinking, you just have to show your ID to yeah. get in. And I mean, I guess I should take it as a compliment that he even still was checking our IDs.
Yeah.
You know?
He wasn't just like, come on through, ladies.
They are obviously old enough. And so when he looked at my ID, he like looked down and looked at me and kind of went like, skeptical, like, is this
like
really
he tilted
you?
His head,
and I'm like, wow, it's not that bad. Like, I don't look that bad, so I pulled my glasses off. Like, and he's like, oh, okay, like, snaps my hand. So I was already kind of like, that was kind of ouch, and then because I already feel kind of ugly, and then and then we get up there, and Marty skips me, okay, mm-hmm. twice, doesn't even want me to be a chorus girl in his karaoke fantasy. He gets up to sing like his third, fourth, maybe fifth number at mm-hmm. some point. At this point, the bar is a lot more crowded.
Yeah.
And we were probably getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
And he decides to pull out You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
From Top Gun.
Yes. And kind of reenact what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I was concerned because he got on his knee and grabbed our friend's hand and started singing, baby, baby, I get down on my knees for you. And Frenchie's in the back. The woman he came with.
We kept being like, Aaron, Frenchie is going to jump your A.
After. Yes. Because why would he not walk back to his date?
Right.
And act it out. He decided to choose us again.
Uh-huh.
So we left after that.
Yeah.
Because we felt like things were getting heated.
Yeah. Things were going to escalate.
In more ways than one. Yeah. And we didn't need a bar brawl with a 50-something-year-old woman. In a chiffon skirt.
But Allison just couldn't come down from the rejection.
Well, it was like a joke. I was kind of like making a joke uh-huh. of it, you know, but I was kind of like, that was kind of mean. Like, why didn't he want me to sing with him? I was obviously with you guys, you know, and is there only so many Johnny goes? And so he just like, but like, why skip me both times? I must look really bad. So then we go to Chick-fil-A to get lemonade. And I like caught a glimpse, got a glimpse of myself in the window. And I just was like, guys, I have never looked so ugly. And like started kind of cry laughing. And then and then it became this hysterical thing where uh-huh. I was like, I honestly don't
sobbing
know.
And laughing.
Sobbing and laughing. And everyone was laughing and crying and peeing and in the line of Chick-fil-A and making a spectacle. And I couldn't get it together. Like, I couldn't.
And we're like, dang you, Marty.
Yeah, everyone just kept. And so then this is the kicker. So this morning I'm home. I go outside, sunny day. I decide I'm going to go on a walk with my three-year-old. And my garbage truck's coming up. And I can hear their music bumping up the street. I'm like, mm-hmm. heck yeah. I love when people like take their jobs and just
make it more fun.
So I'm like, what are they jamming to? It was none other than Go. Go, Johnny, go, go. And I was like, are you kidding me?
I can't escape it.
The universe thinks it's hilarious.
It's taunting you.
And it's like trying to keep me extremely humble. And I'm like over here going, I haven't heard that song in years, years, years. Like, it's not one I hear frequently, I don't think.
Right.
And of course, after the Marty incident, it won't leave me. It's haunting me and it's taunting me. So that's my someday you'll laugh about this moment. I'm laughing about it now, and I cried a little bit about it. But my friends kept laughing at me, like, why do you care? Like, I'm like, I'm not like crying.
He is not worth your tears, yeah. Allison. Marty is not worth your tears.
It had nothing to do with the person. It was just the perfect storm of like me kind of leaving the house already like, oh, well, I guess it's okay.
And then, you know, and when you get your insecurities validated.
Yes, yes. And like one time that's a one off. Like that's a mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Oh, he just skipped me. Like maybe he didn't know I was with my friends. And then the second time it's like, that was very intentional. Deliberate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also like you wish, Marty. You freaking wish. Okay. Because I'm a catch. I'm a good time. And I am cute. But I just wasn't in that moment. Although my friends and Britt were telling me I was. They were saying you don't look bad. But that's what good friends do.
Okay. Well, let's get into this week's topic.
Oh, agreed.
Which is freak accidents. And while inherently this might be a little bit like yowza.
Graphic.
I think it's going to be good times. Because it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Right.
And then it's hilarious. So do you have one that you'd like to get us started with?
This girl, she was watching a movie with this kid that they were kind of dating, and he lived up on campus, and he had his bed on risers, so as we all do, because there's no room.
Uh-huh.
So
if increase the storage space.
Correct. So we would get cinder blocks, and mm-hmm. you'd put the bed on cinder blocks, mm-hmm. and you lay them horizontally.
Yeah.
But I think this guy may have had them vertically.
Uh-huh.
It
gives you several more inches
but not several more inches of surface space for your bed right to sit on.
You're playing with fire there, sir.
Right. You're on, basically your bed is on stilts. So she said they were just watching a movie, that's mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. but the whole bed went crashing down, and his roommates of course come running in
like, what was
with
that?
Him and a girl on a bed that they just crashed
to
down
the ground.
And they did not believe that she was just watching a movie. We had a roommate. This is reminding me of our roommate story.
Oh, yeah.
She did the same thing. She thought, I'll tilt them even higher and get mm-hmm. even more space.
These are smart college kids.
Loft bed.
We are utilizing our space.
Right. But she went into the bathroom, mm-hmm. which was connected to the bedroom. And
the door opened outward.
Correct. So so all of a sudden, the bed decides to tip.
And falls off those
the risers and pins the door shut with her inside the bathroom. And she was locked in there for a while. No one was home.
Literally, I think it was a couple of hours.
And she didn't have her phone with her.
Because, you know, I think her phone was just out on the bed.
Yeah.
Went in to go to the bathroom and then becomes like totally trapped.
Pinned. Yes.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
At the time, I think she was like on the verge of tears.
Yeah. because you don't know when anyone's coming home. In college, everyone's so transient, in and out of the apartment,
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden...
You sometimes spend the night at someone else's house.
Yeah. What if it would have been spring break or something, and she's the only one home?
She was the last one to go home.
Her parents are like, luckily, she's currently missing. Her phone is showing it's at home, but...
But we can't get a hold of her.
Yeah.
No, luckily it was a regular weeknight. Someone did eventually come home, but it was just like, hello?
Yeah.
Anybody out there?
Help. You could tell it had been several attempts.
A lot of yelling for help.
That was just the vain attempts at the end. Like, anybody there?
Okay. This one is a little intense. And when my neighbor told me this, I was in shock. So.
Wow. I'm ready.
She has a son, and he was a preteen, maybe 12.
Okay.
And he was taking a shower, and at the end of his shower, he was standing with his back to the shower head wall
mm-hmm.
and lost his footing.
Okay.
Impaled himself with the shower handle, like the knob that turns the water on and off.
In his back?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was panicking.
Yeah.
And is trying to find trying to reach back and get the handle to turn the water off. Because uh-huh. he's like, I just got really injured. And he couldn't find the handle.
No. Stop.
His brother heard the commotion mm-hmm. and came in to see what happened after he heard a really big thud. And the brother finds his younger brother naked and then hurries and shuts the door. Like, sorry, man.
No, no, come back.
And then,
come
back. Yeah. Help. So the younger brother goes, no. I need you. So he goes, hurry. I can't find the handle to turn the shower off. The older brother sees the handle sticking out of his back.
Oh my gosh.
They called 911. She said, luckily he had enough fat and muscle
okay.
in his upper back that it didn't touch the spine. She's like, if he were like younger,
yeah,
and hadn't like broadened, you know, out or whatever, it really could have been like crazy detrimental. He got a ride to the hospital in an ambulance. The ER staff said they'd never seen an injury like this.
Oh my gosh.
They took some x-rays to make sure they were okay to remove it. Because you know, like when
close to your spinal column,
don't touch a thing.
Well, it's like Grey's Anatomy. Any Grey's Anatomy episode, when someone comes in with a tree branch,
you're like, don't just shank it
out. To their midsection.
It might be holding everything together.
Right.
Luckily, it came out pretty easily and sewed him up and sent him home. He got the nickname Handleback Zach.
What are the chances that this happened to you and your name rhymes with what back. Happened to you? Yeah, like back Zach.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She's like, I can send you the pictures to post. I don't know.
You guys, we need you to weigh in because if you decide it's going to be too much. I want to see him. You know me though.
Yeah.
I'm a weirdo. So I like to see the pictures.
But yeah, such a freak accident.
Oh my word.
And I just can't even believe it.
Oh, it's kind of making my stomach churn. And I don't typically get very queasy. Sorry, guys. Hope you're doing okay out there. Well,
hopefully the nickname adds some levity.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Okay.
There's always some kind of levity you can find in these situations.
This is the quintessential someday you'll laugh about this moment. At the time, they terrifying. Thought he was going to die.
Horrifying.
And but now you're like, okay, we can give you a nickname.
Handleback Zach.
And we can laugh and we can show pictures.
Right. Because we might put it on a t-shirt. Handleback Zach.
Everything turned out okay.
Right.
And that's the moral of the story.
And now you have like a great story to share when you're like on a date. On a, at a
maybe ice, just like an icebreaker. At spaghetti dinner.
Yeah. Well, I have an actual fear of being someone having to call the ambulance and the EMTs when I'm naked.
Like being... I think it probably happens more often than you
right.
think.
Right. I mean, this kid was 12 or something, so maybe not so bad. But like as a grown woman, my neighbor is an EMT. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, I'll probably fall down naked somewhere and he will be on call. And like, or someone will run to get him because he's medically trained. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be attending to me naked. And that will be so bad.
But if he's able to save you, then you'll be bonded for life.
Yeah, really bonded in a whole nother way. So I have actually quite a big fear of that. And that just confirmed that. Thank you. Okay. Well, this listener said when her husband was a teenager, he tried jumping over.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. Tried jumping over one of those concrete barrier rods at Disneyland. So when I say jumping over, I mean like
frog jump.
Frog jump.
Leapfrog.
Yeah, leapfrog. Okay. That's a better way to put it. So a leapfrog style jump over where they have like the pointy concrete.
What's the point of those?
I think it keeps cars from like
being like, I'm going to drive down Main Street because it's a street.
Yeah. It has a name. I would guess. So he tried to jump over one of those.
Uh-oh.
The clearance wasn't good. Mm-mm. And he ripped open his man parts from what she said. Not exactly sure what that entails. But I think we get the, picture. And she said they had a.
And you don't even get to go to Disney.
Exactly. She said they had to pause their trip to take him to a hospital, but not just any hospital. It was a teaching hospital.
Oh, no.
Meaning like a lot of people.
Med students.
A lot of people are in the room.
They all are like, hold on, everyone, gather around.
So he was.
This is a great teaching moment.
Like, this is a once in a million chance.
How many people can we fit in here?
And if you ever need to sew up a scrotum, you might want to come watch. So she said he had in front of a live audience
to
sew up his man parts. And I'm not really sure how the trip was after that. I would guess rides were pretty uncomfortable. I would guess maybe he didn't go on the rides.
I bet he was just back at the hotel.
I would be like, leave me here. Mm-hmm. Bring me a churro. I don't want any jostles going on.
Indiana Jones is very jerky.
A lot of those rides are so jerky.
Yes.
Like Space Mountain.
That's why my husband had to have my assistance getting off of Thunder Mountain Railroad. Because he's got back problems and sitting low in those rides and getting jerked and jerked and jerked. At one point, he was like, I cannot stand up.
Yes.
And I had to physically assist him. And he said it was very embarrassing because Thunder Mountain Railroad line is very big always for some reason.
Right.
And lots of people went
we're
and
seeing this.
Yeah.
And you were like helping him out and everyone's like, oh, he must have a disability. And they're like, no,
no,
he's just a bad back. He's just getting old. No, I, as a parent, I'm like thinking of myself as a parent and being like so mad at this, but also feeling bad and concerned. this wife said that she said, luckily we do have kids, which he didn't even tell me was a concern until after they had their first one. So oh, wow. she didn't even know, I don't think, this that story. Because he probably didn't want to scare her or make her nervous about not being able to have kids. But yeah, as his mom, I'm thinking of as his mom and being like, I'm so mad. Like, we're feeling bad and scared for him, obviously, but also kind of being like, it wasn't like he was just walking along and some freak thing happened. He was being
you brought this on yourself.
Idiot. He was jumping over barriers, like, against the rules. And that's when, as a mom, you're
just
like,
stay on the dang sidewalk.
Like, handle back Zach. That was like
a freak. That was like freak, like, not his fault.
Yeah.
But this guy
brought it on himself.
Like, scrotum cement. Sam. Sean. He is. That was his fault.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, so I would not call this his fault, but doing any kind of construction mm-hmm. is
high risk.
High risk. Like, we recently covered a story where this young couple mm-hmm. was trying to do some DIY.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And
this is crazy.
The fumes from their, I don't know, epoxy
okay.
that they were dealing with caused an explosion, and it literally blew the wall of their house off.
Oh, my gosh.
Luckily,
well,
they
hold on.
Survived.
Was it a wall that they already wanted to take down? I hope so.
Demo day.
Yeah.
The wall that got blown off was an exterior wall.
Well, right. But maybe it was like, they were going to go for a bigger house
we
anyway.
We wanted to push this out.
Yeah.
Eventually.
No time like the present.
I mean, you need a license to handle food here in the state of Utah. Well, everywhere. And it feels like they are allowing you to purchase a jigsaw.
Right.
Things that have
rotating
blades.
Yeah.
Without much thought.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying we might be asking for it.
So you were saying this listener's husband, though, was like a professional, like a construction professional.
Yeah. He wasn't like DIYing, but I'm
not
saying
a novice.
When you are around all these kinds of things, like, stuff happens.
Right. Right.
And so she said one time her husband shot himself in the chest with a nail gun.
That's a huge fear. Nail guns scare me.
They are scary. Mm-hmm. And so she sent us the picture. Wow. She said it went right into his liver.
Oh, my
a
gosh.
A 3-inch nail. She said, thank heavens it missed his heart by an inch.
Oh, my gosh.
The Lord loves you and has a purpose for you on this earth.
Right. And I hope you fulfill it.
Because those close calls, sometimes you're like, I'm meant for something.
Right.
Someone is out there looking out for me, because that would have killed him.
You're like, or I'm on Final Destination and something's out there looking to kill me. And I'm every step I take, I better watch my back.
Every move I make, they'll be watching you. She said, and I said, well, how did that happen? Because you aren't just like willy-nilly
right.
pointing the nail gun to your chest. And she said he was framing a ceiling, slipped on the ladder.
Oh, my gosh.
Came down and landed on the gun on his chest.
Oh, ugh. My gosh.
Horrible.
Ew. Well, and it's just so crazy because I'm not saying he was being careless or anything, because it sounds like he just like slipped off a ladder.
Yeah, it's a freak accident.
But I do sometimes watch these homes getting built around me, and I'm like, you get so comfortable and confident when you're doing something over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. That you're not like being – because when I'm handling a nail gun, mm-hmm. Which is not very often, but if I am or I'm helping my husband, I'm like – when he sets it down, I'm like pointing it away and like setting it certain ways. And I'm like super nervous. But when you just have been around it so long and you're hurrying through and you're mm-hmm. moving through the job like normal, you're not as aware.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson, Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This listener had twins, and they were just babies. I feel like twin moms out there...
I can't imagine.
I know, because I have a three-year-old. We've all had like a three-year-old or a toddler, mm-hmm. and they're so
We've all had a baby between the ages of 0 and 4.
And that is just...
And that sounds... And then
and
two
we're
of them...
lucky that they make it.
Yeah.
But two of them at the same time, and then they conspire. They do. Like, I swear, yeah. twins conspire, and they have that like twin energy where uh-huh. they like can kind of read each other's minds yeah. for the good or the bad. So anyway, her twins, they were just babies, and they had their own high chairs, and they were big. They were big, bulky high chairs on wheels. They had just had lunch, and she had given them peanut butter and jellies. And their big brother was 2 and a half, and he had also eaten lunch with them. Well, after lunch, the twins were pushing each other around in their big, wheelie, bulky high chairs. Uh-huh. And she heard the older son start screaming bloody murder. So she runs down the hallway, and he was gagging and throwing up in the hallway. And she couldn't figure out why he was gagging and throwing up. But at the same time, all of a sudden, one of the twins started gagging and throwing up.
Oh my gosh.
She said she looked over at what she thought was leftover peanut butter and jelly, but she realized it was pieces of poop.
What? Gross.
She said, if you've ever seen a kid's poop after they eat peanut butter and jelly, sometimes it's still
it resembles
like red and brown, you know, like with the peanut butter and jelly. So her one twin, the mm-hmm. one that wasn't throwing up, had been running down the hallway through all this, like pushing the high chairs around and stuff, mm-hmm. and took his diaper down, and little turds, you know, were plopping out of his diaper. So her oldest son, that was 2 and a half, thought it was Tootsie Rolls. Picked it up.
Gross.
And ate it.
Oh my gosh.
But before he could like realize and say, oh, gross, then the twin brother of the poopetrator picked up too, seeing his older brother pick him up.
Gross.
And she said, so her son, the poopetrator, that was still laughing mm-hmm. because he was watching his brothers eat his poop, was grabbing the high chair and running up and down the hallway Ugh. With the wheels and those big bulky high chairs rolling over
the
poops
leftover
and whatever was left over through vomit.
Oh gosh.
Because the brothers were vomiting too.
Oh gosh.
She said this was literally in a matter of 15 seconds. All of this. No time to react. And she said it was the great throw up, poop, laughing, gagging, all at the same
Gross.
Time incident.
No, that is freak.
Yeah. Like such a, yeah. All is well until someone poops in the hallway.
Well, my husband had a freak accident when he was younger.
Oh gosh, yes.
He was playing basketball out on the sport court in his backyard, and he really loves Michael Jordan. And
who doesn't?
Yeah, why not? Like to be like Mike. And remember that? Like,
yep.
Like to be like Mike.
And I'm pretty sure a Lil Bow Wow also had a song about being Mike, and or a movie. Wasn't it a movie called Like Mike?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
So he's not alone, but he would lower the basketball hoop so that he could dunk.
Mike wouldn't do that. He don't need.
You got to start somewhere. Okay. You got to start somewhere and start working your way up.
Okay.
And he was in sixth grade, maybe seventh grade. So yeah, he would lower it and do dunks.
Yeah.
And he used to try to make hit the whole shape. You know the shape that's on like Jordan shoes where Michael's just like out.
Almost like a toe touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you don't see in the logo is how he also used to stick his tongue out.
Right.
In midair.
Also dangerous.
So Spencer wanted to recreate that. And he goes up, and while his mouth is open, somehow his teeth catch the net.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard this story.
Throw him flat on it. So it's like catches and like swings him underneath, lands flat on his back, and his wind gets knocked out of him. Well, his friends that he's with start laughing immediately. And
obviously.
Just dying. Like, oh my gosh, bro. All of a sudden, when blood starts pouring from his mouth, they're like,
oh.
And we got to go. No, actually, I don't know. But he just ran. It was at his house. So he just
it's like
ran.
On Christmas Story.
Yeah.
When they're like, the bell rang.
The bell rang. he runs into his house and goes to the kitchen sink, grabs like a dish towel mm-hmm. and just shoves it on his mouth. It's getting filled with blood very quickly. His older brother, who's supposed to be in charge, comes up the stairs, sees Spencer going over the sink and going, oh, help. Yeah. And he goes, you idiot.
Yeah. Spoken like a true big older brother.
Their parents happened to walk in.
Okay.
5 minutes later, mm-hmm. to their son bleeding out over
from the mouth,
the kitchen sink. Mm-hmm. So they run to the emergency room and they say, "We actually can't help you because this is a dental
you
problem."
You know it's bad when the emergency room's like, "We got nothing."
So this is something that a dentist mm-hmm. or an oral surgeon mm-hmm. needs to deal with. And it's like the evening.
Yeah.
None of them are open. Those things close at like 3:30 p.m.
And if you call a dentist for an emergency call, oh boy, they are going to charge you up the wazoo. No, really, because I had to call a vet after hours. Mm-hmm. And holy cow, that bill was ridiculous. And I mean, obviously, it should be. If they're having to leave their families mm-hmm. and come in and perform emergency surgery.
Then yeah, I guess there you go.
Right.
But anyway, they ended up getting a hold of someone that they did know, and they hurried and put braces on him mm-hmm. because what had happened is when he caught those top front teeth on the basketball net, it ripped off the top half of his jaw.
Yep.
And
like from his face, like from his skull.
And so they just hurried and put braces on to keep the teeth together. And that way the gums and everything would heal together. Mm-hmm. It actually wasn't surgery that he had to do, but oh boy, the family still tells this story.
Oh yeah.
And
that's your identifier now. It's everyone's favorite story to tell at family things. Just like everybody loves talking about when I peed my pants at the skate rink. All my cousins, that's their favorite story. Every time.
Like, I was literally 5 years old.
Four. Like three. I don't know. Really little. Really
not my
little.
Finest moment yet. It gets brought up at every Easter.
It's my identifier. Christmas. I'm 35. Your husband's
family reunion.
Almost 40. It's like.
Yeah. And he was 12 years old. Yeah. He was just trying to be like Mike. It can't be done, folks.
Yeah. You can't replicate that. I'm trying to think if there was any. I've had a lot of like, I don't want to say accident prone. But
you guys, yes. Okay. Her nickname in gymnastics was Crash.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Allison's like, I wasn't like so accident prone.
I forgot. Probably because I fell too many times.
Yeah.
But
does
like
it
meant
number on your memory.
But like I said, like I just probably wasn't like, I didn't have the built-in fear early on in my life. And so I think I was willing to just try things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that just leaves you to possibly be injured more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a lot of like little ones. I wasn't ever like rushed to the hospital.
Right. Okay. Well, like we were talking about, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. This was at a children's birthday party. At a summer party. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
This was at a summer party. Same type
Still,
of thing.
Like
same type
lots
of thing.
Children around. And
yeah. And
supposed to be super family friendly.
Yeah. And just good times. She was watching her son jump on a bounce house. And she said a freak wind came out of nowhere and the bounce house, even though it was tied down, lifted off the ground because the tethers weren't super tight.
Yeah. Maybe the ground was a little soft.
Yeah. Luckily, all the kids were fine, but it hit her right.
Wait, so it was full of kids. The bounce house had children in it.
Full of kids.
Okay.
Hit her.
You, a person.
At the knees. She said she fell on her face.
Oh my gosh.
She said,
"This is like Wizard of Oz. Like
it
the
is
house.
Like she's the Wicked Witch of the West." After an ambulance ride, from a rogue bounce house, a concussion.
Oh my!
Amnesia.
Oh my!
She says she still doesn't remember anything that actually happened. She's just going off of what people are telling her. She also had to have 3 root canals.
What? Because her face probably basically got pummeled
smashed
into the ground.
Yeah. So the concussion, the teeth, the memory—it all went.
Maybe it's best you don't remember, because if you
that
do,
would be really
that
painful.
One of those moments where you're like, this might be it.
I might be dying.
Death by bounce house. Like,
oh my gosh.
I might be a first. You know.
Yeah.
But note to self: at your summer parties and family reunions
tighten
this year,
up those tethers.
Tether those down.
Watch the weather report, and maybe create a perimeter.
Oh, well, and I'm just imagining the funny part of this, and she obviously sent it in because she thought it was kind of funny.
She goes, I just laughed that I was taken out by a bounce house. So
right.
She gets it. She gets it.
She's our people. But I just laugh at the idea of the kids inside. And I'm glad none of them are hurt.
Me too.
But
they had a soft landing.
But it's, yeah, they're inside they're basically inside of like
an air mattress. Air mattress.
But she, on the other hand, took the brunt of the force. But I'm picturing these kids just like midair flying inside the bounce house and being like, woo! This is interactive.
With summer, we're going to see a lot more recreating. And especially for you, there's going to be a lot of four-wheelers. barreling down your street.
Yes.
And four-wheelers are dangerous.
They can be.
I, one time, was four-wheeling with your son and my daughter. And yes, we kind of had an incident. We didn't get hurt, but we like tipped it.
Who's crash now? I'm just kidding.
We tipped it.
I am passing the baton to you.
And it was horrifying, especially as the mom in charge.
And you got two little
kids.
And I've
got two kids on this four-wheeler with me, and we are like, going backwards.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. This was an island park, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrifying. And like you start to think about like the weight of the machine, and you're like, I could potentially get a little hurt. They could like die. They're tiny little people. Mm-hmm. And we live up in the mountains. And so we have canyons where people like to recreate. And like without fail, every year, every week of the summer, some drunk person on a four-wheeler or a dirt bike.
And the sirens go off. You guys, Allison's town is so funny because this would be so unsettling. You know, like a tornado siren? They have like an accident siren.
Yeah.
So anytime there's like an incident, it's like, throughout the town.
Throughout our little town.
Horrifying.
It is.
Horrifying.
I know some of my fellow...
If your children aren't home, it's like panic.
Yes. Yeah, so I know some of my fellow townspeople listen to this, and I know some of them like it, and most of us don't. And I'm a new person in town.
You're a transplant.
So I have to be careful because I can't like... get people mad. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is...
I'm an outsider and I just feel like it's horrifying.
Yes.
Don't get mad at Allison, all you gabbers.
Get mad at Britt.
Her neighborhood. You can get mad at me.
But yes, anytime. So we have a volunteer fire department and a volunteer EMS up here. And so they used to way back in the day, use that alarm so that the volunteers knew, I got to get to the fire station and help. Mm-hmm. But they just kept it because now...
Now it's nostalgic.
All the... apparently. Some people have just been like, oh, I'm so used to it. I'm like, how do you ever get used to that? Because in the summer, when my kids are off playing, like you said, they're off playing at friends' houses, riding bikes, playing all that. Mm-hmm. If it goes off instantly as a mom, I'm like, one of them got hit by a car or something terrible has happened and they just haven't called me yet.
Yeah.
You know, they called 911 first. And so I really dislike it. It makes me anxious and they will go off at 2 a.m. They will do the alarm at 2 a.m, 3 a.m.
Wow.
And dogs start barking like crazy. It's like freaking 101 Dalmatians where they're like sending the alarm.
The signal.
Yeah, the dogs are. It's like that. And all the dogs are freaking out. And it used to wake my babies up at night. Yeah. And I'm just like,
chaos, mayhem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But anyway, so we have that alarm going off weekly in the summer because we have drunk people on dirt bikes, four wheelers, whatever, up camping up the canyon and making stupid choices. And even you're stone cold sober. And
absolutely.
And probably not riding super wild.
I'm a cautious
rider.
Yeah,
you're cautious.
Especially with kids on. I'm not. The only time I get wild is on the jet ski, folks. And
different kind of wild. No, I'm just kidding. Wild.
But anything that doesn't have a water landing for me, I go very cautiously.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this listener, her daughter was a teenager and she was four-wheeling. Mm-hmm. She rolled it in the handlebar. Went into her leg.
Is this another impaling story?
Yes, yes. It went into more like her knee area.
Another thing for me to worry about, being impaled
by a four-wheeler handle.
Simply taking a shower.
There's a lot of handles.
Yeah,
a lot of handles. People.
Maybe we need some redesign.
And she said it went all the way to the bone.
Mm.
But like, thank the Lord above.
Yeah, if it was near the knee, there's not a lot of like flesh.
Right.
So.
But there's like that big main artery that goes through your thigh.
Yes.
You know, but it was like such a blessing that it didn't hit any main arteries or veins.
Oh my goodness.
But she had to have surgery, a scope. And
it was still probably bleeding profusely.
Yeah. She said that one of the biggest things on the recovery was to keep it clean because it was exposed bone. And if it would have
been like dumping hydrogen peroxide.
And so, because she said if it were to get infected, it would have been really bad.
Yeah.
Get infection in your bone.
Oh,
that's what Joseph Smith
had.
And,
and you better believe I'd be drinking alcohol if that happened to me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she said they had to just dump tons of water into the wound during the surgery.
Like flush it out.
Flush it out.
Especially they're outdoors. Uh-huh. It was probably a dirty handle with lots of hands, you know, had been on it.
She says she's almost back to normal. This was like 2.5 years ago or more.
Wow.
She says, but sometimes it still zings. And
it probably
her.
Will for the rest of her life.
It's probably some kind of nerve damage.
Yeah, because I have, I've had, like I said, injuries and whatnot. And like when winter storms coming, I get little, I'm serious. I get little like zings or little achies. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, I'm like an old person. I'm like, oh, it's going to rain today. I can feel it in my wrists, you know?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, poor girl. But I'm like, it is such a miracle
right.
that nothing else got hit.
Right.
Because people who get that, or is it carotid artery?
Yeah.
That's in like that inner main thigh. Artery. That inner thigh. Mm-hmm. People bleed out in minutes.
Yeah.
In that thing.
There's nothing you can do.
So, whew.
Wowzers.
Like a guy that was my age in high school, he was riding a four-wheeler. Mm-hmm. And barbed wire fences aren't very visible.
No. I remember this. I remember that boy.
Barbed wire fence aren't very visible from a distance. And then you make quite a bit of distance in a short amount of time on those four-wheelers. And he got clotheslined.
Yeah.
By a barbed wire fence.
I remember
fence
how he had like scars on his neck.
And his face.
He could have been killed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it was, like I said, freak accident, mm-hmm. freak recovery.
Right.
That would have been bad. But I'm like, holy moly, I don't think I'm getting a four-wheeler, folks.
Yeah. Well, we have a side-by-side.
That's not way more protection.
Yeah.
You're not going to get clotheslined by a barbed wire fence.
And they're not quite as easy to like tip
and roll. Yeah. Holy. So we're not trying to scare you as you finally are getting out of your hibernation cocoon after this winter and all of a sudden hitting the dirt trails. Like,
but
we don't mean to
look at it as a cautionary tale.
Right.
And just like be smart out there, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Because
helmets, maybe some padding.
Because you never know.
Abundance of caution.
You never know. I mean, usually everything's fine and hopefully you make it to where someday
you'll laugh about it. Yeah. Holy.
Speaking of showers, you had this thing for a little while when we were like teenagers where you were hearing to put lotion on wet.
Oh, yeah.
And you did it. And then I went in to get in the shower.
And you slipped.
And I slipped on the lotion on the floor. And I landed on my like ribs and back.
Oh, my gosh.
In the downstairs shower, like on the metal track.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, ah, you know. And Shannon Nelson was there working in mom's office.
Really?
And she just yelled, are you okay? I'm like... I'm, of course, feeling so, yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine, you know. But then I was like, and I was like, oh, Britain or lotion.
Very well moisturized.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, like I said, we didn't mean to jar you. But yeah, just be safe out there, folks.
And just remember, no matter what you're impaled with, maybe you'll luck out and you'll be taken out by a bounce house and you won't remember it. But in case you do, just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys, thanks for gabbing along with us. Check our Instagram and make sure you're following because we need your interaction. We need your stories. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get them.
And we may post a few pics from this episode. We're not going to get gross.
No.
Maybe like an x-ray picture.
Or I'll put up like a little picture in the slider and just say discretion
don't
advice.
Don't click if you don't want to see a shower handle in someone's back.
Right.
All right, you guys.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good one.
Let's
dab. So when my husband went to grab it, I'm like, don't pull it out. Haven't you ever watched like Grey's Anatomy? Any medical drama?
He's like, you don't have an internal organ in your booty cheek.
Yeah. How are we going to make this funny?
I don't know that we can.
But
there's
I'm
some things that deserve some reverence.
People have said, ooh, does that scare you? And I'm like, oh, should it? But I'm definitely not the same girl I used to be, which is kind of sad, but also probably good. So if you're going to rope swing over sharp rocks.
Commit and wear
a life jacket.
Well, first, maybe don't. And then that's like not a great idea.
Right. Like it just sends you.
Yeah.
Like I would be drop kicking the cat.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
okay. Not really, you guys. Calm down. I don't kick kittens. Okay.
Make lemons out of lemonade. I mean, wait, what? Make lemonade out of lemons.
Oh my gosh. Andy told me that neither of us caught this. I think it was the last episode or the one before. You said a flip switched instead of a switch flipped. And he's like, you didn't even bat an eye. She didn't bat an eye. And he's like, I was listening to it. I was like, wait a minute.
Everyone knows what we meant.
Switch flipped. Flip switched.
No, a switch flipped. That's right.
You said a flip switched.
Oh. I was like, Andy.
Speaking of Disneyland, sounds like when you're waiting for a ride.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.